Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for Jesus. And the way you're red hot for Jesus is everyone everywhere must know Jesus. And know means have intimacy with him. But there are things that are stopping you from having the intimacy that your heart craves with God. And that's why my guest, Trish Frost, I have her new book, Unbound, Breaking Free from Life Entanglements. In fact, we call the book and the three CDs and the special bookmark a freedom package. Trish, the older I get, the more sympathy I have for God. I think we humans are so messed up. The ministry that you have, every Christian, the minute they get saved, should go through it.
Well, I think so. I'm in agreement with you. And the reason I feel like Christians everywhere should go through this is because it helps you become unbound. It gets you unstuck. And I don't know about you, Sid, but I don't think I've ever been anywhere that I have not met people, many people, that that they're stuck, and they're stuck in life, and they don't even know why. You know, they don't understand, okay, I'm repeating this behavior over and over and over again. It's causing conflict in my family. I don't want the conflict in my family. I don't want conflict in my relationship with God or man, but here I am stuck. How do I understand how to get unstuck?
You know, the best way for them to understand what you teach is for them to understand you and your husband, Jack, who is now in heaven. Trish and Jack Frost have the most wonderful ministry, and I'll use her words, to get people unstuck. Now, in your case, you were raised by a Christian family. Your father had a heart attack, wasn't able to make a living. And so what areas were you stuck in?
Well, my father was a great man, and we went from being a middle-class family to a family that just barely had enough to get by. And even though he was a good man and he provided food, clothes, and shelter, as a child I judged him because I embraced a lie about him. And the lie that I embraced about my dad was that he's a good man, but your father will give you just enough to get by. And so that carried into my relationship with all men, and especially God. You know, that God is good, and I know I tell everybody I was born saved. Of course, we know that's not true, but I grew up in such a Christian home that I never knew a time in my life as a young person where God was not a part of my life. And so I began to see God the same way I saw my earthly dad, that he's good, but he'll give you just enough to get by. And so when people started telling me about faith and you could trust God and you could believe God for all of these things, that wasn't my reality. You know, it might be truth, but it wasn't my reality, because my judgment of God was that he'll give you just enough to get by. So I was stuck. I was one of those people that heard all these wonderful things about the supernatural power and relationship of a loving God, but it just wasn't happening in my life. And so I was stuck. I was stuck in a lie, in an ungodly belief, and it kept me bound throughout most of my young, adult life.
And it seems to me that the way you were taught the word, they gave you a King James Bible when you were just, 5 years old, and gave you a dictionary and said, read it. I'm amazed that you did that. But you must have been fairly legalistic, too, at that time.
Well, I grew up, and with a good background. You know, again, my family was Christian, but yeah, we did come probably more from a law-based Christianity than we did a love-based Christianity, but we didn't know any better. You know, I mean, that, you know, I'm 60 years old now, Sid, and, you know, growing up in that kind of home, you know, over 50-something years ago, it was just natural for me. But my mom, you know, she knew the importance of the Word. You know, she knew the importance of getting the Word inside of us. But, you know, again, 50 years ago, there was no such thing. If there were, I didn't have one, as the Message Bible, as the Living Translation, as the Study Bible. Our family just couldn't afford things like that. And so what she could afford was a dictionary. Because I kept going to her. I remember going to her, asking her, well, what does this mean? And what does this word mean?
Okay, we've got a pretty good background of you. Now let's take your husband, Jack. You made a statement about him, and you said he was the most wounded person you knew. That's quite a statement.
Yeah. He was very wounded, and if you remember anything about Jack's background, he grew up with alcoholic parents that he had to perform to have a place of value. So Jack grew up striving, you know, striving for that place of value to where mom and dad would even notice him. And because they didn't notice him, being alcoholics, they didn't really notice Jack. He was almost invisible, and his brother was the superstar, the tennis player. And so Jack kind of grew up emotionally detached from people. No one showed him affection. No one showed him, you know, value or affirmed him. And so he grew up that way. And, you know, as an adult man, when he, you know, when we got married and he had a family, he began to treat us the same way that his family had treated him because he didn't know any different.
And you came from a background of low self-esteem. He came from a background of low self-esteem. It's a miracle you two stayed together.
We used to say that all the time.
But guess what? The people that are listening to us right now, they would say, well, it's a miracle we stayed together. But God had a plan. What was the major thing that got your husband's attention that caused him to recognize he was stuck?
Well, I think the main thing was our oldest son and our relationship and Jack's relationship with our oldest son. I remember one day he kind of saw the look in Micah's face when Micah just gave up. You know, there's no point in trying to cut the grass, right? There's no point in trying to do good in school because no matter how good I do, even if it's the best I can do, it's never enough to please Dad. And so that look that Micah gave him, that look of you know, well, I don't have any value either in my dad's eyes, I think that wounded Jack to the point to where he began to, he just kind of set out on a journey. Okay, Father God, I have never known intimacy with a father. I don't even know where to start. And through a lot of things, of course, you know, he got saved first. But even after his salvation, Sid, that didn't change his behavior. You know, he was a saved person, but he was mean. He was still mean. And so salvation didn't change his behavior. And it was in a pursuit that he constantly pursued intimacy with a loving father. And he never could find it until finally he went to a Father Loves You conference in Toronto. And it was at that conference that this sweet fellow, he was 5'6", his name was Jack Winter, prayed for 6'5", Jack Frost. And he just asked him one question. He said, Jack, has your father ever blessed you? And Jack, my Jack, had to say, no, I've never been blessed by an earthly dad. And he didn't know anything about a father's blessing. And so Jack Winter stood for about 20 minutes just speaking life over Jack, just blessing him, just telling him all the things that a father should say to a son. And so when Jack came home from that conference, you know, we had not gone with him to that conference. And when he came home from that conference, I knew it was real because he didn't try to take it and teach it at a church. He was a conference speaker by that time. He brought it home, and the first thing he did was he said, you know, I mean, he just changed. He went from being the aggressive striver, Sid, to the loving, kind father. We didn't know how to handle this Jack. You know, we'd never seen this Jack. And it was out of that that he began to change. And when he changed, his relationship with Father God changed first. He stopped seeing God as that cop in the sky that's out to get you, and no matter what you do, you can't, you know, you're doomed. And he stopped seeing God that way, and he began to see, okay, I can have a relationship with God, really, you know? But something happened with the power of that blessing that got him unstuck to the point to where he began to relate lovingly and kindly, first to me and then to his children. And it has gone around the world. I mean, the message of one changed life has literally touched hundreds of thousands of other lives and continues to this day, even though he's in heaven.
Well, everyone, I'm convinced, is entangled with some wrong thinking, which then becomes a stronghold. And many, many times, they don't even know their thinking is wrong. All they know is the way they react. How do people get to the root of their wrong thinking? I mean, it's easy to see what your wrong thinking was now. It's easy to see what Jack's wrong thinking was now. How do people listening to us get to the roots of their wrong thinking?
Well, I think they have to identify what is the behavior. In other words, what am I doing that's wounding other people? You know, and as for me, I pray the Word of God. You know, Psalms 139:23. You know, Lord, search me. There's got to be something inside of me that doesn't want to do what I'm presently doing that's hurting and wounding other people. And so I began to trace that wound back to, okay, where was the point that I was wounded? Where did I give life to pain that has caused me to be stuck in childhood behavior or to be stuck in, you know, negative thinking? And
I'll tell you, we're out of time right now, but I want you to get, we call it the Freedom Package, her book, Unbound, Breaking Free from Life's Entanglements. And that's what your heart desires to do. And once you get free, you'll be an influence for your whole family to be free. It's the book and the 3-CD series. The first two is Healing the Heart of Your Family, then Healing Your Own Heart. Although I think it has to be done the other way around. And that also, this bookmark that you're going to put on your mirror, we call it the Freedom Package, available for a gift of $40. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.